This is the Taney County Commission, this Tuesday, February 21st, 2012, and this is that portion of our meeting titled Preliminary Study Meeting and Public Comment, wherein we prepare for the day's events. And we will be doing so until we formally open at 9 o'clock. And I made some changes on, or suggested changes on that. Have you guys been through these yet?
Nope.
None of us have. All right.
Is tomorrow Vice President's Day?
I don't think so.
If the president can name his own holiday, I think every elected official should have their own holiday. I'll take the weekend. You guys can choose another one.
Would that be Wilford Brimley Day?
Wow, that's nice.
Holy cow.
Yeah, this is the credit card weekend.
When you're done, I want to ask you something, Randy. I got an email from you. I want to make sure I understand.
You guys may want to discuss that, ladies.
Is that T Highway?
Yes.
It came in 40% above the engineer's estimate. The bid did.
Well,
it went only one bidder.
Yeah. One bidder.
Wow.
So we're only committed to what was bid, unless we prove anything else. Is that right?
I don't know. I guess we're going to have a conversation.
I mean, is this
what we need to have a conversation about? Because I don't know the details. We'll have to have details.
Yeah. No, that's almost 150
completed.
No.
Oh, good.
We budgeted and put money aside and gave some money to MoDOT, didn't we? Didn't we write a check?
Well,
for half?
I think you're part of the cost share. You guys paid for part of the engineering.
Yeah.
Or maybe most of the engineering. That Great River engineering. But yeah, you guys need to discuss that.
I thought it was the same process as the Coon Creek were, with this same type of engineering and the same look and everything, and that thing come in $150,000 more.
Yeah, it's supposed to be similar, and it's way
yep.
That's not right. That's just not right. We'll have to either go back out for bid and or something. I don't know. That's not right.
Mm-hmm. That's all that just other thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. We put out the last one, didn't we, on Coon Creek?
Yeah,
on both ends of Coon Creek, which
the engineer days, they reviewed it.
Mm-hmm. It's better than the doubters. country, didn't we? We had to buy property and everything else. And won't you keep that? And we'll
take it over. I'm looking forward to talk to you guys.
Okay.
No, it was just that.
Oh,
we just got to talk about that.
Look at that, you know, or you already looked at the email.
I'll forward all this to you guys.
Yeah. Okay.
Who's Randy Steele? Huh? Who's Randy Steele?
Randy
Okay, on this little phone, how do you get the speaker portion of it? It's different on my phone.
Calls one stages between.
You're almost here.
You don't have to do that. Anyway, he's going to be back in just a few minutes, so I'll hope you get this.
There's
a
message.
Just a middle mic.
I thought maybe it was something you were working with, which is why I held down. Purchasing and bids, I guess that's exactly what it was, because I thought that we needed to have a discussion regarding
what we're going to do,
recent purchases, what we're going to do, if we're going to have a heart-to-heart meeting with all elected officials and department heads. Or
I don't have a solution, but I know we have to discuss it.
Well, we have to put something in place, because if they realize that they're going to be liable for expenditures if they hit that threshold, I believe that they're certainly going to want to be in compliance.
I think that participation from everyone here, they need to be in a meeting. You need to understand.
On the annexation discussion, I've received information from the city. They've had no objections whatsoever. Actually, they said the people were calling for those roads, right-of-ways,
right,
to be annexed into the city that we were approached with. That came undercover from Ruth Whitley. So we have that.
We have a letter that Nikki sent us, a rough draft letter to, that we haven't responded to.
Thank you.
Hey, Ron.
Yes, sir.
We have our vote for executive session, but it's in our general meeting. We need to separate into an executive session meeting, does it not? This vote was in executive session.
No, yeah, meeting. What, Lynn, yes. What I meant by that was on the executive session with the vote that we need to record in the regular minutes following executive session, that that was passed in executive session.
Oh, okay.
Rather than show executive session minutes. I had given her that information, but I wasn't clear on it.
Yeah, so if you could just you know how to reword that.
So we'll conclude the executive session, then you'll make note of this vote was taken out.
Right. Yeah, so what would that?
Oh, yes. Do you want to look at this? Or you
I took that out because it was so big and I wasn't ready to look at it yet. And I thought I'd run through these real quick.
Yeah. Is this, we just have one set of meetings?
Yes.
Okay, so that's good.
I'm assuming that Anthem is our new health carrier, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be a monthly deal?
No, that should be. I don't know, maybe you already asked about that. Where's the contract on it? Can we call up and get the contract on it?
Yeah. Is this a monthly bill?
How much is it?
Yeah.
And I assume that's what we were paying or more, right?
More than that, yeah. Yeah, it's a monthly bill. That'd be over $1 million, yeah? $1.3 million? $1.4 million?
Something about this heater, I'm going to have to start.
Right over there.
Oh, please. I don't want the alternative. We'll turn on the heat. I don't even like how that's... Oh, really? How much... is that... That's lower than what we're... Is that lower than we used to pay? What?
It's less right here.
I just saw Dixie in there.
Go ahead and pull that.
That's encouraging.
This is an old one, but I think it's...
Am I going to turn red?
No. Scroll it up to the top where it begins.
It's starting off like I'm going to turn red.
It's not. Won't do that.
Mm-hmm. It's 3 months quarterly.
There's two bills. It's January and February.
So January and February.
And that's medical, dental, and what?
Yeah. All in one. Nick, you need me down there, don't you?
Yes, I
do. I'm going to do that very quickly. This is Prophet's reminder.
You're mumbling like my wife.
think so. My wife mailed it in. When's the deadline?
I'm wondering my people. We're good. We've got the slowest return we've ever had.
Yeah, I didn't do mine yet. I just told my husband this weekend, we have to do that.
We're taking a year off. Gas prices are high, so yeah. Everyone's taking a year off.
The more we save, the higher gas goes. Ain't that horrible?
Ridiculous. Kind of sort of.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr.
How are you? I'm shaking him, but you're just coughing.
Boy.
I'll just wave.
I remember you were so sick yesterday. Of course, I went down and said, man. I'm back at the gosh.
Okay.
Did we send ours in? I can't even remember if we sent ours in or not.
You're what?
That's funny.
That tax deal.
Oh, I don't know. Once that
penalty is fine. I guarantee you, I'd be lost to that old Joanne taking care of the. I guess we're
he's
on.
Up.
That was me, honey.
I've done it again.
I would have give anything if that wasn't on the recorder.
What? Okay, I'm going to pass these down to you. We need to get started, though, with our public comments.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim, would you grab that list that's out there?
I sure will.
So we can look at that. We need to get those before 9.
You got my coat on?
I mean, we're going to turn the OAC on or something in here a little bit.
What's that, buddy? Like
he's been somewhere.
Turn sideways for him as you walk back through there, Jim.
I've got three. Shane, I don't know if this fits you or not.
Oh, yeah. Man, Billy,
Danny.
I haven't started those guys.
Okay, I'm thinking that we're going to have to move those off. Is this Mr. Jones? Let's see him there. Want to start with you, sir? We'll move into our public comment mode. And we'll start with James Strahan. Mr. Strahan?
Get on here. Well, I'm just wanting to seize the opportunity this morning to remind the citizens of Taney County to get their assessment forms in. If you look on your cabinet or top of your refrigerator or dryer and see this envelope with Taney County address on it, open it up and take a look. The penalty phase doesn't start till later on, but now's the time to get those mailed back. And we have the smallest return in my 15 years here at this date of personal property forms. So I've just asked the general public to please get these forms back, avoid a substantial penalty, and everything would go a lot smoother. Thank you very much.
One more time, Jim. James, would you state these are the personal property assessment forms that have gone out?
The personal property assessment forms that went out the first of the year. And I know a lot of folks just throw them back and don't pay much attention to getting them mailed back till the deadlines start occurring. And there's a up to a maximum of a $100 penalty, and that is very substantial. And we'd like for everyone to avoid that if they could.
And the deadline is?
March 1st.
March 1st. Thank you, sir.
Are these city of Branson's related to TIF?
Yes. Do you know this, Mr.?
No.
Would you do me a favor, James? When you go in the hall, we have a gentleman by the name of Richard Jones that had signed this, but he's obviously not here in front of me.
Those are all together like that on there. These were up over there. You, are you going to check them?
Yeah, but we, not now.
Not now? Yeah.
Okay, hold on. No.
All right.
So this has to change?
Is Mr. Richard Jones present? Oh, is this myself?
No, I have no idea. It doesn't operate that way. He had to be here to sign this in.
So it's contact information. Oh, just phone the address. He just signed in. Oh.
He contacted me last year.
He's a good one.
But he's not here.
That's what he was thinking about this morning.
Oh. So we don't need to see him.
I don't guess. I mean, I didn't know he didn't sign that.
Yeah,
so.
he asked me to put him in.
Yeah. He was wanting to know about the parks.
I'd like to formally call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order this February 21st, 2012, and call on Helen Soutie to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First order of business is previous County Commission meeting minutes.
Motion to approve County Commission meetings dated February 13th with changes and corrections.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous County Commission minutes dated February 13th with corrections and changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Commissioner Hausman, I haven't had a chance to review all the accounts payable. I'd like to know if it would be acceptable to postpone to a definite time the accounts payable till 1 o'clock today, or 1:30, I should say, or 1:25. What would you like?
No, if we can add it to the 1:30 list, we'll just put it at the bottom of all those other items and we're bringing them up.
All right, so I'll move to postpone to a definite time the accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers to 1:30, 2:21, 12.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1:30 accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Budget report was given last week, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right, Rick?
It was.
Did you have something additional you wanted to add?
I do have.
Oh, okay.
It
go ahead.
There were several payroll things that were mentioned in the budget that I really didn't get any documentation for, and I think, Mr. Houston, you signed these, but The other two haven't. I would prefer to have both their signatures on there, too, if I could.
What are you referring to?
Let me just show you.
Gentlemen, is there any reason to have all three county commissioners' signatures on this? When we approve something, if there is, I'll be glad to have you guys sign it.
No, that's fine.
Not knowing what. Just make sure that I haven't left something off there.
I have no objection to their signatures.
No, that's fine. It's all good.
It's all good,
Oh, I don't know.
No,
let me look at those. Let me write those down. Those departments.
It just has payroll withdrawn from departments.
Yeah, let me. I was just.
Obviously, we can get it back to you guys. I appreciate it.
Well, there'll be more than that. Those are right.
Floodplain maps. Mr. Ashley, good morning.
And it's not as bad as what it may look. I brought a copy, two copies of the maps with me.
Is that a waterproof box?
At this point, we've received the final floodplain maps from FEMA, and in order to adopt at this point, the county's required basically to adopt these new floodplain maps by adopting an amended floodplain ordinance. The floodplain ordinance essentially states exactly what the former floodplain ordinance did. The only thing that's been amended is just the map numbers, basically. The process began about September, October of 2010, and the county received a preliminary set of maps at that point. I believe at that point we had a 30-day period or so to review those maps, and at this point FEMA has now sent us a final set of maps. We have both a hard copy and a digital copy as well.
Bob, I was looking at that email you had sent us about the process, because there was some confusion. I had some of my residents that they unfortunately just realized that the maps were going to get approved, so they went and had some affidavits done and found out that their property was not in the floodplain, but the map indicated it was. But because they didn't go through the proper appeal process, did they have to go through a LIDAR situation versus to get their property removed out of the floodplain? Is that correct, Bob?
That is.
And so, I mean, the process is we're at this stage where we have to approve this map. Otherwise, the flood insurance program will be in jeopardy. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. If the county weren't to adopt this and have FEMA approve that adoption prior to March 15th, the county could be suspended from the flood insurance program. Now, one of the things I want to point out, too, is all of the former letters of map amendment, which we've got a large number of these, they are going to, from my understanding, we received a letter stating that all of those are going to be revalidated.
Okay.
So if someone's gone through the LOMA process previously.
I'm sorry, LIDAR LOMA process.
Then basically that letter of map amendment will still be considered valid under the new set of maps.
Okay.
Also, another thing, just to put this out there, there's been a lot of, I've had a lot of confusion on this as well. The letter of map amendment process is actually a process that doesn't require an application fee. And so if we have an applicant, if they, now there is a cost to the property owner in that they would have to hire a surveyor or engineer, and they would have to show that the elevation of the bottom floor of their house is above the base flood elevation. But if they're able to show that, basically FEMA doesn't require a fee for a letter of map amendment. So basically the cost to them would be the cost of the surveyor or engineer's expenses, essentially.
But if FEMA has made a mistake, there is expense that's borne by individuals to get that corrected?
There actually would be, in the form of hiring either a surveyor or engineer. What FEMA is going to say, the way they've approached this, is they haven't actually changed the base flood elevations. So the base flood elevations that were on the old maps are the same on the new maps. However, the boundaries of the floodplain have changed somewhat. And the reason for that, from my understanding, the old maps were based, I believe, on 10-foot contour intervals. So anytime you had a change of 10 feet in elevation, it showed as a contour on the map. The new maps are actually based on this LIDAR data, these 2-foot contour intervals. So what FEMA's basically going to say is that they've made adjustments in the maps based on better data, basically, or better information about the lay of the land. What we have seen in some areas, the floodplain has actually decreased in size. In other areas, the floodplain has increased in size. So there's some of both, actually.
But for my edification, the comments you made a while ago regarding Commissioner Strafis's comment about those property owners that had recently made an attempt to get that corrected, it's your understanding that that will be acknowledged within?
No.
No.
They would have
previous
to.
Ones, like the most recent is Mr. Dalton, I believe, out on the eastern side of the county. He went through the process, got that letter certified saying he was not in the floodplain. So because it was an old flood map, they will take that letter and apply it to the new map.
Exactly.
Correct?
Exactly.
But the new properties that have been identified that are in the map incorrectly have to go through the LOMA process to get taken out because they didn't go through the normal hearing appeal process, which was starting back in basically 2010.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
What was the notification that those property owners got, Bob, stating that?
Well,
at
that time,
they were now in a floodplain that before they didn't feel that they were.
At that time in 2010, the planning department actually notified every property owner in the county
with a postcard.
With a postcard that was adjacent to the floodplain, okay. And they were given the opportunity to come in to view the maps. We have scenarios on both sides where, in some instances, we've got a scenario where they may have been in the floodplain under the old maps. They're still in the floodplain under the new maps. We've actually got scenarios where they were in the floodplain under the old maps, but they're not under the new maps. And then, finally, there are a certain number that weren't in the floodplain under the old maps and are under the new.
Can I ask you a clarifying question, Bob, just to make sure? I did get some residents who contacted me who live along some creeks who said all of a sudden their property is in the floodplain because of the mapping. But what I'm hearing is because they moved from a 10-foot contour to whatever the 2-foot contours, is that what they moved to? That when it got more detailed, those properties got identified, not because the elevation got raised, but because they became more
exactly
precise on the mapping.
Exactly, and that's been my understanding. And in fact, I've had that expressed. I've had a number of people in the last few weeks that have visited the office that formerly went through the letter of map amendment process, and they were concerned that the elevations had actually been raised on the new maps, and so they thought, "Gosh, our letter of map amendment's not any good." And I said, no, the elevations remain the same. I've received this letter that basically says they're going to revalidate your letter of map amendment. really all this letter of MAF amendment process is the MAFs are at normally at such a small scale that when they remove an individual house, they can't really show that on the MAF itself. It's just too small of a scale. But with this letter of MAF amendment, it's actually a letter basically stating that property has been removed from the floodplain. And so all of these, and we've got a large number of those. We've got a fairly large number of folks that, property owners that have come through that process.
So, Bob, what would be a proper motion for us to say to approve the 2012 flood maps or 2010? What are the flood maps actually dated?
Okay. Well, they'll actually become effective March 15th of 2012. And as a part of this, the county will have to adopt a new ordinance. Like I said, the language is actually identical to the current ordinance. The only difference is it just references the new map numbers, essentially.
Do you have that ordinance?
Yes. And made two copies of that. And really just requires a signature on the last page. But I went ahead and made a copy of the entire, or a couple of copies of the entire ordinance.
You want to look at that?
Yes, please.
But the language is identical with the exception of the new map number.
Well, you're wanting us to approve this.
It's just approving the ordinance, which is approving the map.
Exactly.
Okay. That's where I have a little bit of a problem with all the mistakes that we've found throughout the county. If they've all been amended, but how do we know that?
Well, they've got documentation saying that they're taking the old LOMA and applying them, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
But now that applies to those people that came in.
Who did the process within the survey?
That went within the process, but the ones that may or not have came in, or does that transfer with land transfers? Or
it's
somebody
parcel.
Buys
it? It's not an individual, it's parcel. Specific.
Exactly.
The challenge is those people who just now, in the last 2 weeks, found out that they're not in that they're in the floodplain, they'll have to go through the LOMA process because the appeal process is expired.
Have you reviewed, Bob, have you reviewed locations that have been in those?
Sorry.
Have you reviewed locations that there was correction needed in the mapping?
I know a lot of it from my understanding. Eddie Coxey had sent in a number of comments that he received that, you know, during that period in 2010. And it's my understanding that those things are reflected in the new maps. But part of it, since they didn't actually change the elevations, I'm forgetting their terminology, but FEMA basically allowed the county to comment, but since they didn't actually change those elevations for the base flood elevations, they didn't really allow us a full appeal process.
I understand that those other maps just had so many mistakes on them that is a concern of mine.
Mine too. but we have, it's really a catch.
Yeah, we have no.
21.
I mean, if you have documentation saying that FEMA will honor the past Loma letters, that's really all we can do, because that's those residents who went through the process to remove those properties from the floodplain. And you're saying you've got that confirmation?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So really this is a formality. I mean, Bob, you had emailed us, last the 13th, the process, and, you know, I mean, it started October 2010. I mean, we had six different events here regarding this. So the only concern I've got with the ordinance is the day of adoption is off by seven days.
It's set for next Tuesday. And that's a footer that's on every page as well.
Okay. So let me get that corrected.
So what I'd like to do is if we can just postpone that till you bring it back so we can just vote on the corrected document.
Okay.
I don't see, I mean, we can vote and just wait to sign the corrected document if you wanted to. I mean, we could vote now and then have Bob bring a different document. What do you guys want to do?
It would be my preference to adopt and have you put the correct page numbers on it.
Okay.
Bring that back for signature.
Okay, so I'll vote.
Is there any process that could be take place in a week's time that someone seen in the newspaper that we ever taken this issue up?
No.
Nothing they can do.
Nothing. Their last, and that was a question I've been dealing with. The last time they could have come to us to make a change looks like September 15th, 2011.
Okay. I mean, our hands are tied.
Yeah, I mean, October 26th, they had the public hearing where they would take comments. October 26th, 2010, they could take comments and make any modifications. And then on September 15th, we received a letter saying there was no significant changes, so that's the result of the hearing. So I'm going to move that we adopt the floodplain management ordinance for 2012 as presented and amended.
And I'll second with comment.
The motion has been made and seconded to adopt the floodplain management ordinance for 2012 as amended. Discussion?
This process that we went through from 2010, when's the next time that we'll have to adopt an ordinance?
I'm not certain, but that FEMA's really indicated to us that it's likely that they will begin remapping counties every two or three years. And so I think we'll actually see this again in the next two, three, 4 years.
We'll go through the same process, and people will have the opportunity to appeal.
Oh yes, yes.
All right.
It'll be a.
And then once again, if an individual's property somehow got put in that we didn't realize, we have some assurances they'd not change the elevation, so we'll have some remedy that way. And then of course, if there's some property that should never have been in there, there's always that Loma process, which is expensive, $2,000 to $3,000 to get their property removed. But I mean. But everything indicates that there was no properties put in there accidentally. And, of course, we hope. There's a lot of parcels in the county that are affected.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. You'll change those dates for signature?
Yes, I apologize.
It's also on the... on the very last page.
The signing page, yeah.
Bob, you were going to email me those. Okay.
Forsyth right-of-way annexation discussions. Do you all want to speak today? You would be you all.
There's a letter. Under the state's direction.
Before you start, Ruth.
Yes, sir.
Our comment and our only comment regarding this when it came forth was, had there been any objections filed with property owners? And if I'm not mistaken, you did send notification to me that there had not been, correct?
That's correct.
Go ahead.
I have mailed all the certified letters approximately 30 days ago to everyone that connects to Highway 160, even the ones that are being annexed by a vote and the ones that are not within that annexation. The only comments I have received have been verbal, and the people in this area are hoping the speed limit can be lowered.
Which you'll have that authority if it's your road.
I hope so.
Okay.
But I do need a letter from the commissioners that they have no objection to the city annexing this.
We have a letter under today's date. It's very short, so I'll read it. You tell me if it's acceptable.
Okay.
In response to your, and it's addressed to you, in response to your letter date January 13, 2012, regarding a matter of voluntary annexation of highway right-of-way, specifically from the north city limits to the end of the property owned by the United Methodist Church, you've requested a response from the Taney County Commission. We met on the above-named issue, held a discussion, noting that there has been no opposition reported to the Taney County Commission. In conclusion, we're in favor of the project moving forward.
Wonderful.
Please feel free to contact our office with any further questions or concerns regarding this matter. Gentlemen, I would accept a motion to approve this letter.
You want it?
That's fine. Motion to accept the, to approve the letter of, to Ruth Whitley on the annexation of from 160 Highway.
Seconds.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the response letter drafted to City Clerk Ruth Whitley regarding right-of-way annexation. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. And
do I get it today?
You may get it right now.
Well, I would certainly like to have a copy of it.
How many properties, Ruth, was involved in that?
20,
closer to 30. Okay. I haven't heard from anybody. That's the reason.
No, I've heard from very few, but it's the speed limit is the big issue because of all the driveways.
He's asking Nikki to come down and make a copy of this, and then she'll give you this original.
I appreciate it.
There's Nikki.
She's right there. We obviously need a copy of this for our records. Ruth would like this copy. And if you give Jan something different.
Email?
You weren't listening, Jan. I told her to give you something different. As soon as she gets back, we'll do the agenda request review. I guess we do need to look and see if there were other things, whether they were split in half or not.
There was. Transfer station. So I've got a list of them.
Okay. Jan, were you here for public comment this morning? James, you might reiterate to Jan what you said regarding the deadline for taxation, which is March 1st. People don't turn in their personal property tax forms. It's a penalty.
Got it.
We're all set for you for agenda review. Okay.
Last week I asked you about placing court orders on the agenda. You wanted to receive documentation. I believe that Christy has emailed you on Friday. Can I place that on Thursday or the following Monday? Thursday's pretty... Jim, can you pull up Thursday's calendar? I think Thursday's pretty
It's wide tight. Open. Tight, did you say?
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of time.
Only because we're starting the exec session at 10.
Yes.
Give me one moment. I'm going to try again.
I didn't know. I didn't get anything through here on from Christy.
I have it attached if you want.
Yeah, I did.
I have the copies if you wanted to see them at some point.
She also included those for us on that.
Yes. There are attachments on your email.
But can you forward that on to Dan also?
I'm trying to pull the calendar up. I had a little technical difficulties.
Okay. The executive on Thursday at 10 was a reschedule from last week. That we did not have.
We may not need to do it. You're talking about the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's
something
HR.
Yes.
This is HR. We have time at 9:30. We have a 9. Of course, agenda request at 9:15. We're shows free from 9:30 to 10 o'clock. So... I'm fine with putting that at 9:30. What do you think, commissioners?
I'm fine with it. It didn't. I'm still not, because I didn't get it, I'm still not positive about what it is.
Here you go.
It's abatements. There may also be something come out of our next few discussions that we have scheduled today that we need to carry over to Thursday. Is there...
We have time in the afternoon. Here's, unless I'm missing something.
Will the exec on Thursday, is that scheduled to be a conference call with the council? Or
it's not council, it's Linda.
Ah, HR. Sorry.
Last week you were going to talk to a couple of the attorneys about a couple of different issues, whether to place it on the agenda, in the open session, executive.
You looking at me, or is it all of us are just...
I'm just looking at all of you.
I need more specific. Can you show me what we're talking about?
Uh-huh. You still are talking.
We have documents. Those are both holds. We have documents we're supposed to talk about in executive from our attorneys that generally give it to us.
Today?
Yes, we got emailed the documents ourselves.
Right. But she sent the documents to Jillian, so I saw a copy emailed to all of us.
Thursday at
9:30. I guess so.
Right. What
was it then? We could talk about it. We don't have to approve every one of them.
Yeah, it's personal property.
Personal property and one real estate.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's one page of real estate there too, which will be interesting.
Had we, maybe we should put this on the agenda if we haven't done it, have we taken action about a delinquent personal property taxpayer within the county? Have we voted?
No, let's put it on there right at the same time we do this.
Is that an exact or?
Well, didn't we talk, and we're getting information in our executive, we requested information that was coming back to you today, I believe.
Is it coming to us in exec today?
Yes.
Okay.
Will you get with me after exec? Because it sounds like there's going to be possibly several things that need to be posted.
Would you leave some blank forms here? We'll just fill them in.
Yeah.
That way, maybe a little easier.
Yeah.
Fill them in as we go.
Okay.
Yeah, there'd probably be three or four items. They won't be very big, but three or four items.
A citizen contacted Randy Hayes last week regarding Thelma Doyle Drive. So he's went through the proper channels. He requested from Randy to have a meeting with the commission. His name is Mr. Ellis LaCroix.
What is it that he's requesting?
Just a few minutes with you to talk about his road. He said there's some issues. I didn't specifically speak
with him.
Can we
have Randy address
us,
or?
You can, but we have to get back with him because he requested to meet with you guys. Do you want to meet with Randy first before you?
I don't know what it is either. If it's a situation that can be handled through Randy, it could certainly save time of.
I don't believe that it can, and that's why he called me wanting to schedule time.
County road?
I don't think Thelma Doyle's a county road.
I'd like Randy to have a conversation and Randy bring it to us.
Okay.
Because I don't know any details, and Randy will get the details.
I don't even know where it's at, and if it's.
I mean, I recognize the name.
Fall Creek.
Well, that's Jim's area.
I mean, like I said, I recognize the name, but I don't know the situation at all. Did you send me an email on this?
Somebody did. I've seen that.
I remember the name. I'm looking right now.
Name of that road somewhere.
Would it be appropriate for you to have a conversation with Randy? And
yeah.
We can. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We can make a decision whether to bring it here or not.
Yeah, let me run with that.
Okay. And just let me know if you want that posted or not.
Did you indicate that he wanted to visit with me?
He wanted to meet with the entire commission.
Yeah.
Let me start with
Jim. Start with Jim and Randy, okay. And then.
Can you tell me where we're at with the code book amendments? I know you met with Bob Atchley.
Are we supposed to have a hearing?
Supposed to be tonight.
No, we have to post our own hearing, I believe.
Bob was going to work with us in setting up a time for a public hearing where he and P&Z chair could be present, and then we were going to conduct a public hearing in accordance with the statutes.
I would think you get with Bob and see where we are, because we met and we're going to have a hearing on what was presented, and they're going to work on new ones tonight, right?
They're working on new ones tonight. I'm going to attend that meeting.
Right.
Okay.
But I think it's possible that whatever gets approved tonight might be able to be added to what we have already. But we have to conduct our own public hearing. And Bob can help facilitate.
Bob will bring in you. We'll be bringing you a list of those amendments for tonight, proposed amendments.
Okay.
And you're supposed to get them to me. He made mention of that while he was sitting there.
Okay.
You know, and I remember the second part of that conversation. I apologize. We were going to wait till after that hearing tonight, and that's what Bob was going to get with you and establish. That's what the
I just want to make sure I was
outcome of that was.
Do you have anything you'd like posted or added?
We'll discuss some things today, which may have bearing on that.
Great. That's all I have.
There is a change in the park board meeting this week. It's 6:30 instead of 7. All their meetings will be at 6:30 from now on.
They've completely changed.
Uh-huh. And then I'm trying to think of anything else on that.
Okay.
Maybe
is there something else?
Randy will contact you on the Corps of Engineers. There may be a posting concerning the Corps of Engineers.
Okay.
Randy will contact you on that. Okay. He called me this Friday.
Okay.
Mr. Erickson.
Yes.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am scheduled here at...
Go ahead and start.
To discuss a response concerning our bid that we had on Thursday for jail shower improvements, and subsequent to instructions by the commission, I was able to.
Jim, do you want to join Ron? We're taking off just
come right on up.
Sorry about that. Are we expecting anyone else? Should we wait? That's my fault.
No. But anyway. In response to instructions by the commission, I escorted the one and only bidder that we had at that time, Mr. Kent Broussard from Kimberling City Plumbing, to take a look at the situation over there. Renee assisted as well, and the head jailer, and he left indicating that it was probably more of a construction issue than it was a plumbing issue. However, I've had conversation with him just a few minutes ago this morning. He has formally requested to be withdraw his bid, and based on a suggestion that I made to him on Friday, he has consulted with a concrete expert, an associate of his, and he has asked to remain active in this particular project on a smaller scale, working with that concrete expert to make some adjustments in the flooring and in the pans of the showers that are creating the problem. And he seemed to agree with the suggestion I made that in doing so, it would still encompass plumbing issues and with drain work, etc. So he's asked to come over sometime this week with his construction guy, look over a couple of the showers. I talked to the sheriff this morning. Thanks for coming by, Sheriff. And he suggested that we focus on two units, one upstairs and one downstairs, complete those modifications, see what kind of costs we're looking at, and then, God forbid, after that.
The reason I suggested the two units is because they're both kind of different problems and need to fix both of them to see if the fix is going to be good.
This plumber suggested this morning on the one upstairs to just take that pan out completely.
Right.
And then do some re-concrete work and re-drainage with the right slope levels so that the water would run correctly. And he thinks he's got some good ideas on how to fix that ADA unit as well. So that's where we're at. I would make a recommendation to the commission to allow us to continue on a smaller scale with this project to get two units completed and I'll help coordinate that with Renee and with the sheriff and with Kindling City Plumbing and his expert that he's going to bring into this project.
I'm 100% in favor of moving forward. This is me personally. And whatever solution they find that works, let's do it. Let's get this fixed.
Well, I'm with you on that, except you say that he's withdrawn from his bid. Is there a process?
I know what you're going to say. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah,
sorry.
I mean, where are we at? We have to have somebody with a bid process on this.
Unless we're going to do it ourselves, I mean, we have to bid it.
I've asked him to get me something in writing later this afternoon. He was working over the weekend, and I guess they miscommunicated a time or two or didn't hook up. He's trying to hook up with this guy. He lives over in Kirbyville. And they're going to try to give me an estimate on what these two units would entail. Narrow it down as closely as they can, and I would suspect that that dollar range would fall into a level that we can probably move forward with it without the bid process.
Okay.
I don't think it would exceed, you know, $1,000 just to fix one or two showers, my guess. But once I get my hands around that number, I'll be happy to recommunicate with you all or bring it up on Thursday when I'm here on a few other bids. And let you guys, would that help to have kind of an idea of just getting those two done?
I mean, absolutely. If we can use our own resources, if we've got a finished concrete guy that would, if we need to re-pour the pan, I mean, we've got some resources, so let's try to do it.
Well, and Jimmy mentioned something this morning about that, too.
You know, we had talked about that in the past. I don't know what our legal advice is going to be on that, but quite honestly, it doesn't look like that big of a chore to me, to where some of our concrete people can't form the grout in there to the drains unless there's a legal problem with it.
At 10 o'clock, we'll be able to ask that, or 10-ish, we'll be able to ask that question. I mean, all we're looking for is resolution at this point.
I don't understand. Why would there be a legal problem?
Liability issue.
Yeah, if we're fixing.
Of our own people?
Right.
No, if we create a solution and someone else gets hurt, mm-hmm, using our solution, do we then take the liability of those injuries? And I mean, that we've heard all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's bring it up at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Because I'm all in favor of,
well, I'm all in favor of getting it fixed.
That's all I want to do. I just want to get it fixed. This is amazing.
We appreciate your input and would suggest that you move forward.
Do we need to no-bid this individual?
Pardon me?
Do we need to no-bid that individual then, or reject that bid?
Yeah, I would suggest that you make a motion to reject that bid for as non-responsive, and I'll...
When he brought the bid in, and we opened the bid, and he went down with you, he said, guys, this is not going to fix your problem. And I appreciate the fact that he told us that, rather than being paid a great deal of money for something that was just a Band-Aid that wasn't going to fix the problem.
Right.
So, I was appreciative of that.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I huddled up with him as much as I did, like on Friday, because he's been very forthright, very honest with us. He's the only one that really came forward to try to assist. And so I pretty much asked him, I says, I'd like for you to kind of stay in the game with us on this and think about it over the weekend. And that's where we're at.
Why don't we make a motion to reject the bid as received?
Just leave it at that.
Direct Ron, if possible, to work with this gentleman, if that's feasible. If not,
well, let me ask you this. How about we don't reject the bid, because there may be a plumbing need that he can provide part of our own solution. If I reject the bid, I mean...
Yes, that's right. I'm glad you thought of that, because there will be some nozzles that will be...
So why don't we just leave it undone right now until we get some evaluation of our own team?
Pending,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. That's great.
Sounds good.
Okay, we'll just leave it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else for me?
No, sir. Thank you, Sheriff.
Wait, Bob Rodson.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
What do you mean?
At 1:30, we have a number of issues that we're going to bring up. One of them regards purchases as they're made throughout the county. And I wanted this specifically on the agenda because of recent acquisitions or purchases that could, if they in fact follow through, put us in violation of the 90-day
bidding laws.
Bidding
right.
laws.
Cumulative purchasing.
And we
right.
now have information from our council that we don't have any options. We have to comply with all of those. So I just wanted to have a discussion about how to go to work with the elected officials, to educate all of us, us included, so that we can better manage that, whether or not it's done through central purchasing, whatever we need to do to put us into a position that we're going to be okay, because the commission can be found at fault, and the officer making the last purchase can be liable for whatever amount of dollars that those were, according to Missouri law. So we want to make sure that doesn't happen. We want to put ourselves in the best light possible. So if you are here, it'd be good for you to be part of that. Plus, I want to talk about document retention and preservation. I was supposed to, when I put this on the agenda, have already worked with you before this came up. But because of my health, we didn't do that on Friday. But we can have a preliminary discussion then.
It's a bid, you'll be right.
So just be back at 1:30.
That'd be great.
Okay.
With a notepad and a pen.
Well, I will.
I got something to add to that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It was you.
No, go ahead.
I think that, gentlemen, we've discussed this before, but I think that every elected official and department head should be present for a class, if you want to call it, or a discussion about what this bid procedure, how it affects each. It's not you that it affects. It affects everybody. It's individuals that are throughout the courthouse that have to go through a bid process.
You know, the one thing that's difficult for us, I can watch mine,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
but I don't know who else is spending with that company.
Right, right. And that's the challenge. We're going to have a conversation about how we fix that.
We have to come up with a way so that you'll have insight to that. Mm-hmm. And there are different processes I know that different counties do. They're pretty complicated, but we need to get there according to what council's telling
yeah.
us. But you're exactly right, Jim.
I mean, and that's the thing, and that's a lot of the things, most elected officials are managing that part of it, but when we get the cumulative, that's when we find out that we could be in violation. And there's no
Nobody's
leeway.
Nobody's intentionally going over the bid
no.
limits, but whenever you had everybody's together, it goes over, and we've got to address that.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Different deal. I was sending you guys the number of inmates we're holding and everything. You guys still want that?
If you don't mind.
Okay. I've slacked off on it, busy with other stuff, but I can get that back. Currently we've got 49 out of the county that we're holding. So I think 39 of them are Greene counties, and then the rest of them are Hollister and other counties.
Local.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate you sending that because I'm all time ask things.
Yeah. Well, that's over 216 in there.
Wow.
What?
How many?
216.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Wonderful. Did that pay me read it? No one set up, huh?
We have 8 minutes.
Would there be an objection that we stand in recess until executive session at 10 o'clock?
I believe that's a good idea.
And then we'll come back to public at 1:30. Just so those